Good evening, followers of my audio boo. Yep, it is audio boo number 3 for today. It's actually quite weird, but this time I am going to talk about the same subject I spoke about in both of my audio boos today. Keep it all the same in the one day, why not? And that, of course, was the Pope's visit this Thursday. My first two audio boos, I kind of asked the questions. First of all, do you think that victims of abuse from the hands of the Catholic clergy should be allowed to protest along with LGBT? Quite a bit of response on that, and it's all been very, very interesting. But this audioboo, I'm going to focus on one specific thing. I'm going to let people know right now that this is a very controversial subject. I will be expressing my opinions here, but my opinions in this audio boot are just my opinions. I understand that there's people out there that may not agree with me. So basically, the reason I am doing this audio boot is to give my final opinion of today. I'm going to continue this tomorrow as well, so listen out for some more audio boos on the subject tomorrow. But what I'm going to say tonight is that I personally believe the Pope should not be allowed into the UK. The reason I believe that, the reason I'm saying that, oh, it's cold tonight. I'm just walking along the road, it's freezing. Right, the reason I say that and the reason I believe that is purely for the reason of the leader of the Catholic Church, Pope Benedict, insinuating and linking homosexuality, being gay, lesbian, bisexual, with child abuse and paedophilia. I've had a very heated debate on my Facebook tonight with an old college colleague regarding some stuff about this very issue. Basically, I kind of posted along the lines of, do you think that LGBT youth should be allowed to protest along with victims? And following that, no, sorry, that was a different post. The post I did put was, there are two groups of people allowed to protest, one being the Orange Lodge, and I asked what the other one is. In response, this old college colleague posted that if he sees me protesting, he will boot my balls. His exact words was, if I see you protesting, I will kick you in the balls. To which we've had a very heated debate. Basically, he believes that what I'm doing is refusing the allowance of freedom of speech. But for him to say that is basically the other way round. I'm not refusing freedom of speech. If he threatens me for wanting to protest about something that I believe in, then I'm not the one refusing freedom of speech. Because I do believe that what was said by the Pope is, well, his own opinion, and he has every right to say it. Although it's a completely disgusting and unfair thing to say, he has every right to say it. I have every right to be there. I have every right to stand up for what I believe. I have every right to say what I believe. And I have every right to protest what I believe. That, again, is freedom of speech. So basically, what's your opinion, folks? If you've got me on Facebook, feel free to have a read of that post, have a read of the debate. But what I will say and what I will finish off as, what I have said tonight is purely my own opinion. If there's anyone else out there that doesn't actually believe in my opinion, please don't take any offence, as no offence was meant by this post tonight. Anyway, all I'm going to say for tonight is good night and goodbye. But yeah, do keep a listen tomorrow, and I'll be posting some more, hopefully very interesting chats. So yeah, good night.